1010. Selected. Dendrica 1 of 2. Engage neural congress. Wireless auto shunt acquired. Uploading. Forge breaker. With a blinding flash, the huge and ancient Arc Mechanicus cracked down the middle, exposing the fiery innards of the ship. Decks in flame, the ruptured keel, the intricate workings of interstitial sections, and the battery banks of the port cannons. Like a molten wound it opened, the reinforced superstructure of the vessel protruding like shattered bones. The Opus Machina, colossal Arc Mechanicus of the Omnisire, split in two. But for his overlays and logic coils, Haldron 44 Stryker wouldn't have believed what he was seeing. The Opus Machina's back was broken. She had been struck by another vessel at ramming speed on her starboard side. The shields of both ships arced and seared as the Arc Mechanicus was bulldozed through the atmosphere towards the Dark Mechanicum Forge world. Stryker stumbled back. The beams cooking the air about him and the shells sparking off the wreckage seemed to fade away. In that moment, the deaths of Skitarii soldiers and the corrupt constructs they were fighting became inconsequential. The explosions and battlefield destruction paled to nothing in comparison to the apocalypse unfolding above Stryker's head. Flames ripped through the shattered wreck of the Arc Mechanicus as the vessel's catastrophic damage met the oxygen and chemical taint of the lower atmosphere. Stryker couldn't believe it. The ramming vessel was still smashing the flagship on. Finally, like the ruined carcass of a gored beast, the Opus Machina tumbled at Vulcanus Magna. She rolled dorsal over keel, twisting, splitting, and raging. As she plummeted towards the planet's surface, her shearing fore and aft sections barely attached, the attacking vessel was revealed. Stryker's optic array cycled furiously through filters while he stood, like many others on the field of battle, dumbfounded. Even the glow of Phrenos 361's optics were fixed upon the orbital spectacle. As a cybernetic construct, a Skitarii soldier, the Primus knew he had to fight on. His doctrina imperatives and protocols allowed for little else. As a man who thought and felt for himself, Haldron 44 Stryker was horrified. He struggled to process what was happening. For the sickening steeliness of the moment, he was lost. The attacking vessel was no system ship or monitor. Her colossal size and design told Stryker that. The vessel, like those that followed in a brute flotilla, seemed of an altogether different design to the craft defending Vulcanus Magna. They might have been repaired or augmented in the Forge World's great shipyards, but they had certainly not been built there. Stryker's overlays mapped the dimensions of the monstrous vessel. Even from the surface, he could make out its original class, obscured by an eternity of augmentation and experimentation. It was a portless beast of the void, storming forth blind through the blackness. The clinker-armored nightmare of plate laid over reinforced plate gave way to sections of what appeared to be bronzed flesh, stretched across the sharp ridges of the ship's architecture. Beyond this was a bulbous, cathedral-esque aft section. The vessel's reinforced prow sat in a nest of gargantuan impact-absorbing hydraulics and was shaped like a mighty hammer. It had been this terrible weapon that had smashed the Opus Machina asunder. Flashing projections showed Stryker how the ramming vessel had emerged from the raging maelstrom of the nearby stormfront undetected, unseen from the surface, unavoidable for those unfortunate vessels already in orbit. The projections flashed its ramming speed run at the Arc Mechanicus, with its flotilla of rusted cruisers, fat troop hulks, and squat frigates keeping pace. The Fabricator Locum and his Magi had run their evasive models and probabilities. Their conclusion was that nothing could save the stately Arc Mechanicus from the inevitability of such a devastating attack. Seconds passed for Stryker like minutes stretched to hours. The impossible had happened. The Adeptus Mechanicus flagship had been destroyed, and the commanding priesthood under whose authority the mission was prosecuted were gone. The bombardment cannons and prow lance batteries on the flanking enemy cruisers opened fire at near point-blank range, tearing into the Mechanicum arc cruisers. The vessels glowed with devastation, the impacts of the enemy weapons like volcanic eruptions opening up in their armored midsections. Stryker watched the Ultros fall away as the cruisers ploughed on, engulfing troop carriers, adamanticlads, and Mechanicus heavy frigates in a void storm of merciless cannon fire that obliterated what was left of the Machine God's fleet. Stryker's feed streamed with the last data the flaming Ark Mechanicus had to offer. Runebank and meme log confirmations of the enemy vessel's designation, based upon design, age, and ancient identica. The Opus Machina had factored every last scrap of data into their doomed resolution and the cold acceptance of their fate. Stryker watched the colossal vessel pull up its hammer-shaped prow and rain tiny descent craft down on Vulcanos Magna like a fish seeding eggs. Dreadclaws, stormbirds, gunships. Stryker's optics flashed with flotilla identifications, ancient and terrible. The hammer-proud nightmare was a battle barge called Forgebreaker, thus recorded to be under the command of one Idris Krendel, warsmith of the Iron Warrior's traitor space marines. As the phylactic returns from the Opus Machina and the Ark freighters died, and their magi with them, Haldron 44 Stryker was confronted with a number of searing facts. The first was that he was now the ranking representative of Satzika Secundus, the Mechanicus invasion force, and the holy machine god on the surface of Vulcanos Magna. The second was the fact that what remained of the Skitarii legions under his command were now trapped on a dark Mechanicum Forge world, a planet that without orbital support and at their present force disposition they could not hope to conquer. The third fact reduced the first and second to mere formalities. The Iron Warriors had arrived in force above Vulcanos Magna, not to resupply their monstrous Chaos Space Marine forces, not to repair or refit their cursed and indomitable vessels, not to trade for fell weaponry, gene-bred slave troops, or the demon engines of the planet's hellforges. They were attacking the Dark Mechanicum Forge world. The Iron Warriors did not want what Vulcanos Magna had to offer the Sons of Perturabo. They wanted Vulcanos Magna. Like scavengers of the plain, they had waited as a mighty beast had been attacked and felled by a noble predator, only to run the predator off. Descending on the wounded beast, they now aimed to deliver the kill. It was the unstoppable progress of history repeating itself. The inescapable nature of all living things. The universal cycle of galactic life and death. Stryker's optic array moved from the horrific shape of the Forgebreaker, delivering its warped payload of transhuman death to a more immediate threat. His overlays sizzled with the flashing outline of the falling Ark Mechanicus and the projected trajectories of its descent.
"Holy Omnisire, preserve your great works!"
Stryker streamed. In the phylactic absence of Mechanicus Magi, the prophets through whom the Machine God incarnate heard and answered all prayers, the Primus didn't know who he was communicating with. Stryker could not escape the impossible truth, however. With the cold calculations of a machine, the Iron Warriors, experts in the arts of siege, had fired off their first salvo, the Opus Machina. Striking the behemoth vessel in exactly the right place, at the right speed and time, Forgebreaker had hammered the Ark Mechanicus not just at Vulcanos Magna, but precisely at the zone about the Forge Temple Principle. The battlefield fought over by the thousands of Skitarii soldiers and corrupt mechanoids who would be first in line to defend such an objective against merciless opportunists like the Iron Warriors. Stryker looked about. His optics whirred between Skitarii assuming the pointlessness of cover, the steady advance of the dune crawlers, and the warped constructs of the Dark Mechanicum that, in their code madness, seemed to care little about the catastrophe to come. Demolished workshops and the shattered plaza glowed with the outline of potential options for shelter, but the battlefield was largely a decimated mess of scrap, mounds of rockcrete, and collapsed sub-basements. Being the Forge Temple Principal, the mountainous outline of the Magnaplex Maximal, with its hanging forges and molten iron moat, had been built to last. It had been crafted to endure even the apocalyptic events that led to the unearthing of the planet's demonic core. Stryker did not, however, have the time to fight his way into the fortified structure. The Primus's chronometer began a three-figure countdown to impact. He had less than 300 seconds before the crashing Ark Mechanicus, coming in shallow, decimated the battlefield. Looking at the glow of the planetary core reaching up into the sky behind the Magnaplex Maximal like a hellish corona, Stryker knew there was only one place his Skatari could take shelter from the apocalypse. Disengage! Haldron 44 Stryker ordered across the phylactic link that still existed between him and his Skatari legions. Disengage and make with all haste for the shipyard drop-off. I repeat, this is an Eta Sigma Zeta override. I am ordering you to abort your mission imperatives. Initiate your Aegis protocols and get clear of the battlefield. All other considerations rescinded. To me, Skatari! To me! Stryker turned to find Phrenos 361 drifting out from where the cybernetic shock troops had cut their way from the monitor train compartment. The servo skull gave an affirmatory binaric blurt. Go! Stryker ordered, following the servo skull inside. As Stryker's optic array automatically cycled to accommodate the fetid darkness of the compartment, he ran through the false color static of the gloomy interior. Skatari Rangers filed into the train after their Primus, all following in the omnispectral scanning wake of Phrenos 361. As the servo skull drifted through the fog of corruption, it alerted Stryker to the presence of upcoming obstacles. Launching one of his arc pistols on its appendage rail, Stryker blasted the control mechanisms of the heavy metal doors and vestibule locks that separated the armored carriages. As the control panels crackled and spat with the energies from his pistol, the weight of the sliding doors dragged them down on their rails, creating an opening through which Phrenos flew and Stryker jumped. Hurdling and rolling through the open doors, the Skatari raced through the disorientation and darkness, negotiating the length of the train that shielded them from the madness and intensity of enemy gunfire. Kicking out the terminus compartment's lock, Stryker once again led his Skatari out onto the field of battle. Risking a glance into the sky, Stryker could see the flame-wreathed wreck of the Opus Machina tumbling out of the heavens at them. Through the thin veil of smog above the thunderbolting derelict, the night sky was a constellation of streaming sparks, the drop trails of Dreadclaws and Thunderhawk gunships following the Arc Mechanicus out of orbit. Stryker's Aegis protocols prompted his optics and overlays to identify enemy constructs and the threat of incoming fire so that he might avoid them. Leaping wreckage with his hydraulically powered legs and with the red foil of his cloak flapping after him, Haldron 44 Stryker led his Rangers at speed across the destruction of the battlefield. The battle tanks and tracked troop conveyors stationed in front of the temple blasted the plaza and twisted girders about them. Ranger Skatari were disintegrated in optic scalding beams and rocketed up into the air in cybernetic pieces as heavy ordnance pounded craters into the battlefield. Faster! Stryker screamed to all receiving Skatari. For your Primus! For your Forge World! For the Machine God and everything that is pure! Get to the drop-off! The Primus's augurs recorded the returns and mass of Skatari signatures making their way towards the temple. They were coming out from behind cover and sprinting with powered steps across the shattered plaza. Such speed did not allow for evasion and meant that the cybernetic warriors had to find the most direct route between their position and their newly designated objective. It was exactly the kind of suicidal charge that Stryker hadn't ordered during the battle for the grievous losses it would have entailed, and the Skatari commander hadn't been wrong. As his cybernetic soldiers ran across open ground, their Aegis protocols engaged and weaponry silent, the dark Mechanicum forces mauled them. With Skatari running straight at them, the red of their trench cloaks flowing behind, the corrupt mechanoids of Velkonos Magna could not resist firing upon the fast-moving targets. As Stryker hurdled scrap and jumped blasted holes in the plaza, he monitored with steely dismay the data stream of deaths that his system recorded. Skidding down beneath a shearing blaze of gunfire from the temple emplacements, Stryker got back to his feet and fired his hydraulics. Pushing his bionics to their limit, he followed the darting shape of Phrenos 361 across the bullet-chewed plaza, with his train of Skatari behind him. His augurs told him that although the cybernetic soldiers under his command were dying in their droves, many were making it through the maelstrom of beams, blasts, and chuntering bullet streams. Enough, the Primus hoped, and prayed. With their mechanized reflexes and the indefatigability of their hydraulic legs, the Skatari pushed on through the carnage. Clustering and forming groups of soldiers whose cogitators selected the most direct routes, their gathering numbers presented even the rabid mechanoids and possessed machines of the Dark Mechanicum with too many targets, allowing at least some of the Skitarii to make it through the murder zones and choke points the heretics had waiting for them. Kicking up soot, ash and grit, Stryker's footfalls took him straight through the plaza-mulching gunfire of temple emplacements. The Skitarii commander did not care. All he could process were the picked streams of hundreds of cybernetic soldiers sprinting across the battlefield in his wake, and the star-blotting shape of the Arch Mechanicus raging down through the heavens at them. As Stryker ran, the black, mountainous shape of the Magnaplex Maximal disappeared. A curtain of blazing gold had risen before it. Like waves crashing against a rocky shore, the molten iron of the temple moat had blasted skyward in its fell radiance, melting the final bridges, stiltways, and maglev lines leading in and out of the Forge Temple principle. The sentient metal of the core would not allow the Skitarii to approach the temple. As Stryker led the growing horde of Skitarii down the structure's towering length, the fierce heat of the liquid metal and its infernal fury heated their warplate. With the demonic metal boiling and fountaining in a curtain alongside the running Skitarii, and the Forge Temple's defenses raised, emplacements and enemies stationed beyond the molten moat could not engage them. With the tumbling wreckage of the colossal Arch Mechanicus all but at the surface, it was a small mercy. Skidding to a stop before the drop-off, where freightways ran off into oblivion and workshops remained half-demolished, Stryker took in the twisted magnificence of the Forge World's shipyards. The macro-scaffolding and skeletal supports of dry docks stretched from one side of the planetary breach to the other. Like the victims of spiders in a web, ships were covered with girder scaffolding, partially constructed chaos cruisers, warped vessels under repair, and demon ships suffering the fell techno-rituals of heretic magi. Below, Stryker could see the demonic core of the Forge World, the Abistra Dynamicron, the monstrous entity that had possessed the planet, powered the polluted industry of Velkonos Magna, and gave the corrupted constructs of the Dark Mechanicum a dread demon deity to worship in place of the machine god. Kilometers distant, the molten iron of the core burned with the brightness of a sun, threatening to scorch Stryker's cogitators out. All he could see was the infernal blaze of the liquid metal sentience, the hellish underforge, a demonic entity of iron. "Go! Go! Go!" Stryker ordered, as those Skitarii soldiers, fortunate enough to have survived the charge, ran towards him. Rangers carrying galvanic rifles and arquebuses, rad troopers of the Skitarii vanguard, crackling with radioactive contamination, spindly rust stalkers armed with blade and claw. Although the dune crawlers had been too slow to make the drop-off, several Ironstrider engines had managed to negotiate the mayhem of the battlefield unscathed. As Stryker urged his Skitarii on, he saw soldiers abandon their walkers and sprint for their Primus. Stryker felt the thunderous quake through the titanium of his legs. His countdown had run to zero. The Opus Machina had arrived. As Skitarii ran for their augmented lives, the shattered shell of the ancient spacecraft smashed into the planet's surface. The Arch Mechanicus rolled through the capital districts with apocalyptic force, the crashed vessel tearing through infernal forges, workshops, and twisted temples. As the Opus Mechanica flattened the industriescape, ripping up foundations and sublevels, the wreck twisted apart. One section continued to bounce and tumble through the exploding furnace works and arcing reactors. A tumbling maelstrom of flaming decks and smashed superstructure, it decimated the approaching forces of the Dark Mechanicum, burying even the monstrous forms of the possessed Titans. The prow section sheared through the capital district, obliterating the destruction of the battlefield and shattered plaza. Mechanoids in their thousands, as well as Skitarii dune crawlers, were lost in the black stormfront of rock dust, soot, and debris that was the herald of utter destruction. Smashed into the Forge World's surface by the horrifying progress of the crashed vessel, constructs that had spent hours attempting to decimate one another were wiped off the face of the planet. "Go! Go! Go!" Stryker streamed to his Skitarii. While those throngs of cybernetic soldiers who had made the drop-off were racing down skeletal stairwells and ladders that ran down the rocky cliff face, others were still running for their lives. The prow section of the Opus Machina struck the robust architecture of the Magnaplex Maximal. The ground shook under Stryker's feet, almost knocking the sprinting Skitarii from theirs. The Primus didn't know whether it was the mighty forged temple's deep-set foundations or the sorcerous technologies and arcane rituals of its cursed architecture that saved it. The Arc Mechanicus smashed through a corner of the temple, decimating hanging forges and the fell, demon-honoring decorations that made up its twisted silhouette. The forged temple principle remained intact, however. Bouncing off the structure, the prow section turned in a wild, plaza-excavating spin. As Stryker smacked his gauntlet across the armored backs of Skitari, who had made the drop-off, he saw those that had been seconds too late swallowed by the ferocious clouds of black dust and debris. Stryker's flashing overlays told him that he could no longer afford to wait. Turning from the spectacle of decimation, turning from Skitari soldiers whose picked feeds bleached a static at the horrible moment the Arc Mechanicus buried them, Haldron 44 Stryker ran for the drop-off. With the boom of the crash all about him and the dust bank at his back, the Skitari officer pushed himself to the physical limits of his cybernetic form. Urging his hydraulics on, Stryker skidded down onto his side. Entwined in the foil folds of his greatcloak, the Skitarius went down onto an appendage elbow and slid through the grit. Skidding off the drop, Stryker fell. His combat chassis and bionic limbs struck the platform below with an ugly clunk before he tumbled helm over appendage down a flight of riveted steps. As he half-rolled to his feet, the warplate across Stryker's chest struck a metal rail, stopping the Skitari commander from flying headfirst into an abyssal drop and the raging churn of the planet's demonic core. Overhead, the crashing destruction of the Opus Machina thundered on. The inferno of the prow section's exposed decks and superstructure blurring by above Stryker and the descending Skitari. The gargantuan rear section of the Arc Mechanicus had rolled through thousands of Dark Mechanicum constructs and vehicles before tumbling from the edge of the drop-off. It crashed through the macro scaffolding of the shipyards and into the silence of an ungainly plummet, the hellish glare of the demonic core swallowing it whole. The prow section launched from the cliff edge, spinning and dropping through the girders, catwalks, and thick cabling of dry docks. With a shard-spraying impact, the Opus Machina struck a scaffolded demon ship. The companionways about the possessed vessel had been swarming with heretic tech priests, readying the abomination for launch with unholy chants and fell blessings. The hull plating of the monstrous cruiser was encrusted with a warped carapace, featuring trap-jaw mouths and the predatory gaze of otherworldly eyeballs. Blood vessels and capillaries had spread through the damned workings of the ship. As the Arc Mechanicus's prow section struck the demon ship, knocking it from its supports and macro scaffolding, infernal tentacles exploded from the obscenity of fleshy ports, embracing the Opus Machina as the pair tumbled together for the hellish doom of the molten metal core.